Good Friday morning to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. Today we're continuing a very important look at Ephesians 4, 11-16, which we began yesterday. If you missed yesterday, you might want to go back and take a look or a listen, because Paul gives a short list of God-gifted people desperately needed as Jesus builds his church anywhere in the world. Today, let's pick it up in verse 12 as Paul explains why these gifted people are so important as Jesus builds his church. Paul writes, "To prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature." Do you see what Paul was writing? God works through these gifted people to prepare the people of Jesus' church to do the works of service that God has prepared for them. Remember that in Ephesians 2:10? "And so the people of God will be built up, nourished, strengthened, so that we reach unity in our faith in Christ and grow together in our knowledge of Jesus, and we really become mature Christians." So I have a question for all of us. What does this look like in your local church, my friends? Are people nourished spiritually? Are they being equipped? And are they reaching unity in the faith? And are they accomplishing the works God has for your church, in your community, and around the world? Is your church healthy and vibrant by these Ephesians 4, 12, and 13 standards? And then, do you see what Paul wrote in verse 14-16? "This kind of healthy, vibrant, dynamic, growing church of Jesus is strong and stable. It is not tossed back and forth, blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by cunning and the craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming." We live in a world, especially here in North America and in Europe, where opinion is often more valued than truth, especially popular opinion. That's really dangerous, my friends, for a person, a family, a business, a university, a medical center, a community, a church, or a nation. Do you agree? But here, Paul challenges us. If we're part of a healthy, Jesus-led church, we should be growing in truth so we can stand strong in the headwinds of contrary public opinion. That could be a conversation with friends in a restaurant, or just when you're sitting watching the evening news with clear thinking. This, my friends, is one of the great challenges facing our society today, because God's people are too often overlooked by the media and leaders in almost every segment of our society. The cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming, as Paul says it, are the overwhelming voices of our day in almost every form of communication. The general public, therefore, rarely hears God's truth on any issue. Now think about that. It's the headlines on the newspaper or news magazine. It's the big cover stories on the internet news. It's the talk show and cable news channels. Only very rarely will you hear God's truth being spoken in the face of the noise of the public conversation. So, my friends, how is your church equipping you to think about any issue that's in the public conversation today with the mind of Christ or with God's biblical truth? I've recommended Dr. Albert Mohler to you before and his daily podcast called The Briefing. I know of no other person who is more clearly speaking God's truth into the public conversation than him. I urge you to listen to it often, and in my written notes I've given you a link. Paul continues in verse 15. "Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work." It's a magnificent picture, isn't it? This is an Olympic year, and soon we'll be watching the best athletes in the world showing remarkable athletic skill and ability, their minds and their bodies well trained. And they'll be rewarded with Olympic medals when every part of their healthy body works in harmony to deliver maximum performance. And it's the same in the church, the body of God's people, my friends, when we each are using our God-given gifts to the maximum. When we're all connected with each other in God's love, working together in God's given giftedness, it's a beautiful, wonderful, amazing thing to see and to be part of, isn't it? God is greatly glorified. Lives are changed. People are healed from their brokenness. Fractured relationships are restored when Ephesians 4:11-16 is working well in any local church anywhere in the world. You'll find wonderful pictures of this in Isaiah 61, verse 1-3, and Acts chapter 2, verse 42-47. Go ahead, read them both, and consider how your church compares. What is God showing us today, my friends? Ephesians 4:11-16 is hugely significant in the life of any church, anywhere in the world, any generation, any denomination. I hope you find it very encouraging that what Paul was writing is a wonderful reflection of what you see in your church. I'd urge you to spend some time today thanking God and maybe even sending a note of encouragement to your pastor if you find your church reflected in these words. God bless you today, my friends.